We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, Text 58. Itinandadayo Gopa, Krishna Rama Katamuda, Kurvanto Rama Manascha, Navindan Bhavavedanam. Iti, in this way, Nanda Adaya, all the cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj. Gopa, cowherd man. Krishna Ramakatam, narrations of incidents in connection with Bhagavan Krishna and Rama. Muda, in great transcendental pleasure. Kurvantaha, doing that. Ramamanascha, enjoyed life and increased their affection for Krishna. Not. Avindan, perceived. Bhava Vedanam, the tribulations of material existence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. In this way, all the cowherd men headed by Nanda Maharaj enjoyed topics about the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram with great transcendental pleasure, and they could not even perceive material tribulations. Purport. Here is an instruction about the result of studying or discussing the Krishna Leelas that appear in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadhyo hridi avarudyate trakriti bi shushushi bi tad kshanat. Bhagavatam 1.1.2. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda in Vrindavan appeared like ordinary persons of this material world, but they never felt the tribulations of this world, although they sometimes met many dangerous situations created by the demons. This is a practical example. If we follow in the footsteps of Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas, we can all be happy simply by discussing the activities of Krishna. Anartopashamam sakshat bhakti yoga madokshaje Lokasya janato vidvam chakre sattvata samhitam Bhagavatam 176. Vyasadeva has given this literature so that everyone may understand one's transcendental position simply by discussing Bhagavata Kata. Even at the present moment, everyone everywhere can be happy and free from material tribulation by following Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no need of austerities and penances, which in this age are very difficult to perform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore declared Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. By our Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam so that anyone in any part of the world can be absorbed in the Krishna consciousness movement by chanting and hearing about the activities of Krishna and be free from all material tribulations. So this is very interesting part that it says that the cowherd men were absorbed in Krishna consciousness and they didn't feel the material tribulations. So we can say, okay, these cowherd men, they are pure devotees, so this is their problem. It works for them. But actually it works for everyone. This can happen to anyone. If we get absorbed in Krishna consciousness, the more you absorb yourself, the more you get, you know, like out of the comfort zone and so on, the happier you are. And even if externally some things happen, your car breaks down, still you're happy, you're not affected. So that's why marathons are so important. You know, they are important because they are They are supposed to force us get a bit of out of our comfort zone. And sometimes we get like in a functioning point. And this marathon should force us to become more Krishna conscious, surrender a bit more. And more and more and more and more. Until we get to the point where we think we don't have time to think of anything else than Krishna. Should be so busy that we don't have time to think about anything else. You know, you don't have time to see, oh, what's happened in, you know, what did this football team do? Who cares? I don't know. I don't have time. So that's the point. That's the whole point of this marathon. That we get so absorbed that we forget everything else. And then we forget also that, oh, I should, there's this problem. Ah, Prabhu. Just forget. And there's this topic that sometimes you think, oh, what's the safest position in the material world? And of course, one of the logical answer is that, okay, safest position is to be in the temple, in the association of devotees, which is, there's some truth in it, you know, like it's, but that's not the full point. Like Srila Prabhupada was in the safest position. He was in Vrindavan. If you're a Vaishnava, then being in Vrindavan is like, that's it. He was respected by everyone. Srila Prabhupada chose to leave Vrindavan because more important than the temple or Vrindavan is the service, Krishna service. This doesn't mean that you cannot do service in the temple. But more, the principle is not the temple. The principle is Krishna's service. So, of course, this serving Krishna includes everything. Because if you don't have a good sadhana, then as the Buddhists say, or that you cannot pour out of an empty cup. You know, like if you... So Srila Prabhupada gave up the comfort of Vrindavan to go out and preach. And everything we are doing should be part of preaching. Of course, there's preaching and there's supporting the preaching, which is both preaching. So we don't have to say, okay, now... We have a preaching program and this guy is talking something and this he's a preacher and the others, not. No, it's many things that are part of the preaching. Yeah, you have a preaching program at the temple, it should be clean. You know, if people come and say, oh, then this guy can say anything, this preacher can say anything because they will say, oh, they're so dirty. anyway, when I read this text and this part about that, how by being absorbed in Krishna consciousness you get free from the tribulations of the material world, I remember this. There's this story related to this temple in Rajpur, this Jagannath temple in Rajpur. Rajpur is in Navadvip. It's like 45 minutes walk. From our temple, the Chandodaya Mandir. Who has been there? You're not there? Oh, come on. You have to go. So this temple is quite a small temple. You know, it's an ISKCON temple. Premananda Prakash Prabhu was serving there before coming here. And... it has a very interesting story because I'll just tell you the story. It's sometimes when you go to these holy places, it's very important to know the story. What's going on there? You know, like otherwise you just go there and actually I went there and then I read some stories about the temple and then first I went there and I was like, okay, Jai Jagannath. Hare Krishna, okay, let's go further. Because, you know, like, you don't connect. But when you hear what's happening there, then you're like, wow, oh, actually this is happening here. Wow, this is quite interesting. So that's why it's very important when you go to a holy place to know what's going on there. There is this story of this temple in Rajpur. 500 years ago, during Lord Chaitanya's pastime, there was this devotee. His name was Jagadish Ganguly. And he was living in Navadvip, and they used to go, like we hear from Chaitanya Charitamrita, they used to go every year to visit Lord Chaitanya in Puri, in Jagannath Puri. So they would go and see the deities. They would see Ratayatra, and after Ratayatra they would come back to Navadvip. So the devotees from Navadvip, they would do this every day, every year, sorry. So every year they would go for Ratayatra to see. And so this devotee was getting a bit old, and he was one month before going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya, somehow he became blind. And he was like so determined, okay, but I'm going anyway. So the other devotee said, look, I mean, it's quite a walk. It's not like today that you just get in an airplane and get down from the airplane and that's it, you know. He was still gonna go, okay, we'll still hear some kirtans and so on. No problem. So, and they told him, no way. We're not taking you with us. So that he was like really heartbroken, you know, like his heart was broken. He was like very strongly meditating. Oh, but I want to see Lord Jagannath. And because of... So this you can see, you know, like because Krishna responds to the intensity of our desire, you know, and if we have this intensity of desire, like Jagadish Ganguly had, then Krishna will respond. Now you can see, you know, like during this marathon last week, we're like 5,000 books short of the target. You know, like this is really far. You know, like really, I mean, it was not possible. You know. And somehow, you know, like sometimes you think, oh, this is not possible. And sometimes you think, okay, maybe let's try. Let's pretend it's possible. Let's do something. And then you see that if there's this strong desire, then Krishna will respond. Like, oh, this happened, and this happened, and this happened. And okay, we're only 2,000 short. Okay, in 2 days. Okay, well, yeah, let's try, you know. And somehow it happens, you know. So this intensity of desire is very important. And these Sankirtan programs, they say, your pledge is your wedge. Wedge means, it's hard to explain in English what's a wedge. It's this thing you put between two pieces and then to break apart, this small thing that you boom, boom, hammer, and then you break apart. So the point is that if you go and you make a commitment, okay, I will distribute 1,000 books, you will meditate on this commitment. If you don't make a commitment, then you'll be like, yeah, I will go out and I will do something and I will try my best. And you'll distribute 500 books. Now, I'm not saying this is the only thing. But if you're like, okay, I'm going to try to distribute this amount of books, then you're like mentally, you meditate on it. Like meditate, and like every day you think, oh, okay, I'm a bit behind. Oh, what can I do? This, that. And then your actions will be better. And not only that, but Krishna sometimes will respond. He'll be like, okay, I mean, he's really serious about it. Let's help him. You know, like I talked to my friends in Romania. They also were like, They were far. They wanted to do not as much as it, but they had some target they wanted to do. And last day, they went there and they took whatever books were needed, and they never did so many books. But they did that day, you know, they somehow did. So that's the point. If you have a strong desire and you have a strong idea, okay, what I want to do, then Krishna will sometimes, he will decide, okay, let's try, you know, he really wants this. Okay, let's help. Because Krishna is, he's supposed to be God, so he can help. So anyway, Jagadish Ganguly had this very strong desire to see Lord Jagannath. So a few days went by, he was like, really, I want to see Lord Jagannath, and he was like this intense. And one night Lord Jagannath appeared to him in a dream. He said, okay, no, don't worry, tomorrow I will appear in, you go for this bath in the Ganges, and a big log, a big, this big piece of wood would come, and it would touch your head, and then your vision will be restored. And after this, you have to find this carpenter, this person. I want this guy to carve. And then you go with this log, this piece of wood to him, and then you ask him to carve me. So Jagadish Ganguly said, okay. You know, next day he went to bathe in the Ganga, like, and this piece of wood came and touched his head, and he became, he could see again. And then he went to this carpenter. And this carpenter had the leprosy. So his, I didn't see how a leper looks like, but you know, like this, it's like everything is falling apart, you know, like the whole body is falling apart, you know. And Lord Jagannath also told Jagadish Ganguly, at first he will say he doesn't want to do it, but you convince him, you just like try to convince him somehow. So this this devotee, Jagadish Ganguly, went to this carpenter and said, you know, Lord Jagannath wants you to carve him. You are a carpenter, but, you know, look at these hands, you know, like, practically everything is falling apart. How can I carve him? No, no, Lord Jagannath wants you to to carve him. So eventually this carpenter said, okay, I mean, what to do? And it was really painful, you know, like you can see that sometimes you can imagine that it was really painful. I mean, everything was falling apart and you touch things and you know, it's and this leper was really suffering while he was carving Lord Jagannath. And of course, this is also sometimes our situation, that there are some difficulties in Krishna consciousness, and you think, why so many difficulties? Why not go somewhere where do something where there's less problems? You know, why not just avoid the problems? But actually, you can see from this the example of this carpenter that these problems are actually purifying. These problems. I mean, we're not looking for problems, you know. It's not that we go around and we look, okay, is there any problem for me today? But the problems, if you do some service, then problems will occur, and it's not bad. Sometimes we think it's bad, but it's not bad. These problems are not bad. There's some problems, and eventually this carpenter and Jagadish Ganguly stayed with him, because he was gonna quit a few times. You know, it was painful, of course. And at the end, while he was carving Lord Jagannath, his leprosy also started to get cured. And eventually, at the end, when he finished carving Lord Jagannath, he was cured of leprosy also. If you go to this temple, there's some in India. They have these 3D paintings, you know, like these carvings and so on. There's this story that they made some carvings and so on. So, this true story, you know, like the point is that both of them thought this is like too difficult, to so many problems, and but eventually after doing their service they got cured. Of course, I mean, here in Krishna consciousness we don't want so much to be cured of our material diseases. These material diseases will, sometimes they might be still there. But what we want to be cured of is our anarthas, our impurities. So that's somehow, that's the most important. But there are some cases when you can see that also your physical diseases get cured. We had Bhakta Domen in this marathon got sick. He has this karma. He always gets sick. I don't know how he was sick, and he was sick for. It didn't look very well, you know. Like he was really sick, and I was talking to him daily, and he went home to recover and so on. And at some point, he was like still a bit sick, and a bit like. Depressed, you know, like, and we were discussing, and I told him, look, I mean, if your body is sick, then you stay home and rest. If your mind is sick, you take some books and get out. Get out and distribute some books. And so that's what he did. He was like, okay, my physical sickness is not so serious anymore. So he went out, and in a few days he was good. You know, like he was like also physically, his health was quite okay. You know, like so. It's just like a very practical example. You know, like you get into service, and then also some physical stuff. Okay, I was used to be sick, but not anymore. I'm not saying you have to always do this, but sometimes there's also an option. You know, like, okay, I'm a bit sick. Okay, how about let's do something for Krishna? Yeah, and then Krishna will just. There's also a story in this connection that there's this grandfather who has this grandson, and this and he's like he has a. Wooden basket is and this wooden basket is a bit like our cookie baskets, you know, like shi pancha tatva ki jai shi nitai ki jai shila prabhupada ki jai. And if you see our cookie baskets, there are holes in it, you know, like if you put cookies and you don't put something under, then you'll have the dust of the cookies all over in your car, in your trolley, in everything. There's cookie dust, you know. Like, so this grandfather had this this kind of basket, maybe even less professional, let's say. And it was full of coal, and it was dirty. Like, it was not full, but it was the coal got out, and it was dirty, you know, like. And he said to the grandson, look, go to the river and bring some water in this basket. So this guy, this young son was like, okay, I'll go to the river. He went to the river, he fills the basket, and he comes with the basket, and no water. He said, no, this time you have to go a bit faster. You go faster. So he goes to the river, he fills the basket and starts running. Empty. Okay. And then he goes again to the river and says, no, this time you go really fast. You know, like, okay. Yeah, let's go again. And so he goes to the river, he fills the basket. The basket is full. He starts running. And then he goes empty. You know, like, and then he goes to the grandfather, this whole endeavor is useless. And then the grandfather says, okay, now look at the basket. How is the basket? And he says, how was it before? Oh, it was really dirty, it was this and that. And how is it now? Well, the basket is now very clean. Paka. Spotless. So I said, see? There's some point to all this. So, the point of getting involved in Krishna consciousness is sometimes not so much that we achieve this or did we achieve that, we distribute these books. Though, I mean, from some perspective, Srila Prabhupada, when he would hear the Sankirtan scores, he would sit for hours and hear, oh, this devotee distributed 500 books, and this devotee distributed 700 books, and this devotee, and Prabhupada would sit, it was like, for him, it was like Bhagavatam. Because Prabhupada had this vision, oh, 500 people got these books, and they have first time they had some contact with the spiritual energy. Of course, we know that they are covered after, you know, like, but this contact, there's some seed there. Even if they, you know, like they meet the devotees, they get some contact with the spiritual energy, and they get covered very soon. But then you see that this seed is there, you know, like, you see many times there's, if you stay for some time in Krishna consciousness movement, you see that there's some devotees who come to the Krishna consciousness movement and they go away, and after some years they come back and they go away again, and then they come back and they go away again, and they always come back, you know, like, because because they got this experience, you know, like, and they cannot forget it, you know, like, they're like, okay, now there's this problem in Krishna consciousness movement and so on, and they go away for some time, but then they come back because they remember, oh, but still, there was something there, okay, so they come back. So Srila Prabhupada knew that these seeds are so important, but so that's one thing, one benefit, but the other benefit more for us individually is that we purify ourselves, that our consciousness gets purified. And then by hearing about Krishna, by engaging in Krishna consciousness, then we get purified and we get in touch with the spiritual energy. And the problem, then this, all the problems which happen in the material world, they don't affect us anymore. You know, I was this week I was a bit resting, you know, and during marathon I was mostly eating khichdi three times per day, you know, like, and I was completely okay with it, you know, like, it was okay. But now that I wasn't so much engaged, I was like always going to the kitchen, oh, but if there's some sweets, you know, that would be nice, and if there's something like this, that would be also nice, you know. And because I was not engaged, you know, like, if you're engaged in Krishna consciousness, you don't care, you know, like, you're not gonna go around, okay, are there some sweets today, who cares, you know, like, you're so happy, so blissful, so you don't care, you know, like, of course, I mean, you'll appreciate, but you don't care anymore, you go beyond. So yeah, that's the whole point that we can learn from these examples, that by engaging in, like Prabhupada said in this purport, even at the present moment, everyone everywhere can be happy and free from material tribulation by following Srimad Bhagavatam. He says something else or somewhere. Okay, anyway. So, just if you just engage in Krishna consciousness, there's no more problem. That's it. It's simple. It's called... I have a lapsus. Anyway. Anyway. So that's the whole point of the class. I'll stop here. If there's some concerns, questions... Yeah, the point is that sometimes we might try material solutions to solve our problems. Okay, I'm gonna do that, and solve the problem. Sometimes you just have to, do more devotional service, and then there's no more problem. Okay. Jai. Rantararshi Mad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.